with help of God for this afternoon hour, the meditation hour. Let us read from the epistle of Apostle Paul to the Ephesians from chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Let's read first 9 verses to God's honor and to God's glory. Ephesians chapter 6. Efesima poslanica svetoga apostola Pavla, 6. glava, prvih 9 stihova, Bogu na hvalu i na čast. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye, masters, do the same thing unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master is also in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. May God bless his reading, and let us all together now kneel before him in prayer. We are truly privileged to be in the house of God, as brother mentioned in the prayer. We are truly blessed, as the song we sang, by having our Father, the loving Father, the true giver, the one that gives us all the things that we need. He knows our needs. He knows how weak we are. So he's ready and willing to grant us the things that we need so that we can prosper in faith, so that we can stay faithful unto him, so that we can continue on this narrow road that leads to that everlasting life. This portion of the chapter that we read, just 9 verses, speaks about the duties of children, parents, masters, and servants. With help of God, I'd like to concentrate more on the first few verses where he speaks about, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, when we read these few verses, perhaps we think this speaks to little children. And he does. But not only little children. We can read throughout the whole Bible, from beginning, from Genesis until the end of the New Testament, where when it says children, it does not always mean little children as we might think. It is for everyone. In Old Testament, we can read many places where it speaks about children of Israel went from this place to another place. The children of Israel were not obedient, or they were obedient. Always says children of God, children of Israel. And brother even mentioned this morning as he was speaking, where Apostle John, he actually in each of his epistles at the end calls the believers children. He even says, my little children. Did he mean little children, like ages 1 through 5? Or did he mean children of God? Brother mentioned, and it's written in the last epistle of John, where he says that he was overwhelmed with joy to hear that his children walk in truth. To walk in truth is a true blessing. To walk with God, with Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ, it is a true blessing to walk in truth. And God even tells Abraham, he says, this is about being obedient to parents. In Genesis chapter 18, God speaks about Abraham, and he says, I know him. He says, for I know him chapter 18, verse 19. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So the parents need to teach the children. We all know this. And we do. We teach our children the right things. To obey us as parents, especially when they're little children, to do good things. And the children need to obey their parents. Perhaps the little children do not like to hear this. When I was a child, I did not like to hear that I need to obey my parents. But this is the commandment of God. And you, my dear children, you might not like to hear that you need to obey your parents. But when you grow older, when you have children, you will do the same. You will want your children to obey you, to listen. Because, why? Because you want good for them. You want the best for your children. You want them to grow in faith, in fear and trembling in the Lord. That's what we want for our children. We pray for them every single day. I'm sure all of us pray for our children every day, for our children, grandchildren. We do not want our children to perish, to lose, not to have salvation. We want what's best for them. And when our children grow up, then they pray for their children. And it goes on and on. And we teach them in the fear and admonition of God. Just like God said about Abraham, I know him. I know that he will teach his children and the generation following. Teach them what? The ways of the Lord. In Proverbs, we could read, verse 7 chapter speaks about, my son, listen to your father and forsake not the law of your mother. Listen to your parents. So here in Ephesians, as we read, let me get back to it. Obey your parents. This is a commandment. You know, one of the Ten Commandments. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that you may live long on this earth. And also in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20, also says, children, obey your parents in all things, not some things, when you feel like it, when you think that they're right in all things. For this is well-pleasing unto Lord. Now, we might say, well, this is for little children. Yeah, we all know those of us that are adults that have children, we want our children to be obedient to us, to listen to us, because we know what's best for them. What is the age? What is the cutoff age? Does this speak only to children? Up to 5, 10 years old? How far does it go? Apostle Paul writes to Timothy. I think it's 2 Timothy. Just bear with me here for a moment. 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, this know also, Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men, speaks about men now, adults, shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Men, adults, they need to be obedient to parents. Is that what Apostle Paul is saying here? Yes, that's what he's saying here. He said that they will be disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. This is not a good thing. It's not saying they need to be. No, this is not good. He speaks about men need to be obedient. But in the last days, men will be disobedient. Means they will give no honor, no respect, no reverence to their parents. So Apostle Paul in Ephesians is telling the children, all of us, to respect our parents and to listen to them. And the parents, he says, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Now, we as parents, when our children were small, we tell them more things. We tell them what to do, what not to do, perhaps even what to wear, what not to wear, where to go. As they grow older, we tell them less. Perhaps we might tell them more from the Bible, but less of ordering them around, if you will. They get older. And as they get older and have their own family, do we tell them? We do not tell them, buy this car, buy this house, marry so-and-so, what to do. No. They have, as the children get older, they have their understanding, they have wisdom, they learn. But they still need to respect and honor the parents. And parents need to know where to draw the line. We don't tell our adult children where to go, what to do, what to buy, what not to buy. We tell them less. But if we see something that they're not doing that's right, we definitely need to tell them. They're still our children. We care for them. We want all the best for them. Here's another chapter in the Old Testament. I find it very interesting about men being obedient to their parents. In Jeremiah chapter 35, the word of God came to Jeremiah. And God tells Jeremiah, go get the whole family, the whole clan of the Rechabites. Call them, bring him into one of the chambers, put pots full of wine and put glasses right in front of them on the table and tell them to drink wine. So Jeremiah, the prophet, being obedient to God, he gathers the whole clan of Rechabites, the whole family, all the sons, the whole house of Rechabites. So he brings them in into one of the chambers and he puts pots full of wine and cups. And he says unto them, drink ye wine. This is prophet Jeremiah getting the word from God, telling the Rechabites to drink wine. And what do they say? We will drink no wine. Nope. Are they being disobedient to God and to prophet? They said, we will drink no wine. Why? They explain here, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. This was a commandment from their father. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents. That is Apostle Paul reminds the Ephesians and all of us, and as one of the commandments of God, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. So their father commanded all of their children, not to drink wine, not to plant seed, not to plant vineyard, not to even build homes, but dwell as nomads. Now, none of the sons or daughters, none of them doesn't say anywhere that they question their father, what is the purpose of this? Why shouldn't we, maybe they won't say, why shouldn't we drink wine, but why shouldn't we build homes? Everyone else builds homes. Why shouldn't we plant vineyards and sow seeds? Is that bad? No, it's not bad. They did not question him. They obeyed their father in all things, just like the Bible says, in all things. Now, what did God say about this? He commended them. He actually praised them. He's telling the people of Judah, because they were disobedient, he says, now these sons obeyed their father, and you are not obeying me. The children of Judah did not obey God. But these sons of Rechabites, they completely, and it says that they do not drink wine, sow seed, plant vineyards, or build homes. Not one of them until this day. Never. None of them. I'm sure today, in this day and age, if our parents would tell us to do even or not to do even one of these things, we would question it. Why? What's wrong with building a house? What's wrong with planting a garden? What is wrong with planting a vineyard? Why do we have to live in a tent? Doesn't make any sense. In our minds today, probably doesn't make any sense. Why shouldn't we drink? Apostle Paul tells Timothy, drink a little wine. I'm sure that if our parents would tell us this, we would question it big time. All of us. I would too. I would not understand. The sons of Jonadab, it doesn't say that they question it. Perhaps they didn't understand. Where did Jonadab get this from? Did God tell him this? No. He was a faithful man, and his father was also, the Rechab. They were faithful, they were God-fearing people. And for some reason, he knew that if they would do this, if they would be nomads, it will be well with them. They will be blessed. And the sons did not question. All they did is obeyed. So they were here a little bit under pressure when Jeremiah, the great prophet, when he tells them, drink ye wine. Nope, we will drink no wine. Our father commanded us. We are obeying our father's commandments. In verse 14, it says, the words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that had commanded his sons not to drink wine, are performed. For unto this day, they drink none. But, it says, obey their father's commandments. And then also, verse 18, Jeremiah says unto the house of the Rechabites, he says, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father and kept all his precepts and done according unto all that he had commanded you. Therefore thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before him forever. True blessing upon this family, because they were obedient to their parents. They honored the father and the mother. No questions asked. And I'm not saying that we cannot ask our parents. If they tell us to do something, that we should do something we do not understand, ask your parents, definitely. You need to ask them, what is the reason, the purpose? But to be obedient and to respect our parents, it says that you will live long on this earth. It will be well with thee. It will be well with us. get back to the Ephesians, which speaks about the parents also. It says, not to provoke your children to wrath. And ye fathers, it goes for fathers and mothers, for the parents, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Teach them. Let's teach our children the right things, even our grandchildren. Speak about God's grace, God's mercy, God's goodness, God's love at all times. There's so many things in this world that we can be doing, but we need to spend time with our children, teaching them the right things. And I know even in church, they go to the children, the little children. Now I'm talking about the little children. They go to Sunday school. They learn the right things. Does anything stick in your mind? Children, do you listen to your parents? Are you obedient to them? I'm sure that you can, if you would stop and think now, if you are obedient, most likely you would say, not quiet, I can be better. If you realize that, it is good. Just like we realize that we need to realize that we're not always obedient to our Father, a Heavenly Father. We could always be better, not better than someone else, but better than we were. Let's examine our lives. We as children of God, we need to examine our lives and see if we are as we need to be. Are we obedient to our Heavenly Father, the Master, the true Master, the Teacher, the Father of love? Are we obedient unto Him as we want our children to be obedient unto us? If we're not, what do? We examine ourselves and we find ourselves lacking. We perhaps see ourselves not being obedient as we ought to be. What do? We change, we repent, we pray, we meditate. We ask our Father to give us strength. Perhaps we need more strength. We need more love, more patience, to be more obedient. Whatever it is that we lack, we need to ask God to grant it unto us. Same thing goes for your children, the younger ones, even the adults, 17, 18, 20, whichever age. Respect your parents. They care for you. They pray for you. If you think you have it good, why is that? This world offered you anything? No. It's because your parents care for you and because God cares for you and He helps you. He wants all of us, to have that everlasting life. And we start early with our children. We start early. We start teaching them. You know, perhaps the first word that child learns, or the first word that we tell the child, our child, when they're very small, the word is no. We're trying to teach them. Why do we say no to children? That's because they want to do something that's not right. Children, these very young ones, always like to get in some kind of a mischief, some kind of a trouble. So first thing, and we repeat it very often, no. And we have to be very firm. And we are. Not because we do not like our children, so we want to be mean to them, but because we love them, because we care for them. We want all the best for them, but in the Lord, not to spoil them. We give them everything, they won't be thankful. And we all need to be thankful. Every time, for all the things that God gives unto us, even the song that we sang this afternoon, God knows what we need, and He gives us. He's a great giver. He gives us all the things that we need. But we need to ask of the spiritual things, of course. God knows that we need food and raiment, and even Jesus said, consider the lilies. They don't toil. They don't try. They just grow. And the birds of this in the air, God takes care of them. So how much more will he take care of us? He cares for us. He loves us. He wants what's best for us. So bring the children up in nurture and admonition of the Lord. Then he speaks about the servants, to be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. Nowadays, we don't have servants per se, but there are people that work for their bosses, if you will, for companies. And if we are workers, we need to be obedient to them and do the work, and not with eye service, as it says here, as men pleasers, only to do the work when we are seen. That's not the true service. But we need to be sincere in singleness of the heart as unto Christ. And then also speaks about the masters, those that do have people working for them. He said, do the same thing. There's no respect of persons. He does not say masters are much greater than the servants. We need to obey one another, respect one another, build up one another, work together. We need to work together in God's vineyard. He said, masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening. Don't threaten them. Like, I'm going to fire you if you don't do certain things. But work with them, knowing that your master, the true master, is in heaven, and there is no respect of persons. God is not a respecter of persons. To God, everyone's same. Everyone's on the same level. His children are all of them are on the same level. We're all God's people, God's children. There is no respect of persons. I hope and pray that these few words that I was able to speak, that they would find room within our heart, that we would meditate upon these words, the beautiful words that we have, that we heard this morning hour and even this afternoon, and that we would be in a constant prayer and teach our children the right things and our grandchildren and spend time. The key is to spend time with our children. It's very, very important. Not to just let them be off on their own and do whatever pleases them, but spend time with them. It means a lot. It means a lot. They will remember it when they grow older, that the parents spend time with them, that they encourage them and listen to them. Sometimes we have to listen to the children too. They have good ideas. They want to know things. Instead of just saying, well, you're a little kid, you do not know, then shun them away. That's of course, not the right thing. But we need to spend time and teach them the right things. And read with them. Read with them. Sing with them. Whatever it takes. Bring them to church. And I know we all bring our children to church because we want what's best for them. We want them to be baptized, to repent, to change, to receive that Holy Spirit which will guide them as it guides us, so that we can have that relationship with our Heavenly Father. And may He bless these few words, and may God's name be honored and glorified now and forever. Amen.
It was a blessing for us to be in God's house in this day. We were beautifully reminded throughout this day that it's the Lord that's speaking to us. It's His voice that we are hearing. Yeah, it might be a man standing behind a pulpit, but regardless of that, it's the Spirit speaking to us. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's speaking to us. Will we hear that voice, and will we be obedient to that voice? And as Pilate was asked, sayest thou that of thyself? We need to always be reminded also that it will be between us and the Lord on that great and notable day. There will be no one else there. And the Bible tells us very clearly that every man shall give an account for himself before the Lord. And so from this morning's message, we have to consider that we need to examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. Examine ourselves. And then this afternoon, we were beautifully reminded that we have a Father who loves us. We sang this song, and it's a good thing. We sang it twice, that We have a Father who loves us and who of our wants is heedful. He knows what our wants are. He knows what they are. And he will lovingly provide for us. And just as we as parents, we become parents and we recognize, yeah, I can now even better understand the love that God has for us. Because we as parents have a great love for our children. And when we do tell them no, it's for their benefit. It's not for our benefit. And so when God tells us no, don't sin or don't partake of that, it's for our benefit, not for his specifically. It's for our benefit. And so he speaks to us in that way. And that I'm glad it was brought out this afternoon that we are all the children of God, regardless of our age, and we are all to hear his instruction and follow in his instruction and be blessed by that. It is a beautiful thing to be children of obedience, to understand what his will for us is, because he loves us and he cares for us and he desires to show unto us his goodness. And then when we are his children, and as we are obedient to him, we can gladly sing this song and say, "Shall I then not happy be? Jesus loves me tenderly, and when this short life is ended, by his holy angels tended, I'll be carried to the skies, dwell with him in paradise." Amen.